Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island. That's at AHWAYISLAND on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep, and you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. Now, on with relaxing. Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand and scoop up some sand. Feel the warmth in your hand. Let your fingers open. The smooth sand flows between them. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the warm sand. You take a deep dragon breath in and out. And drag your fingers through the soft sand. Loving energy flows up through your fingers, warming your hands. You smile as you see the lines and feel the spark of creativity and imagination. Your arms and legs soften, warmed by the sand. Loving energy from the earth gently flows into them. Deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine drawing a tiny circle and then continuing to draw a circle after circle, spinning out from the first one. you have created a soothing swirl in the soft, warm sand. The earth empowers you with more loving energy. It gently flows into your back and tummy, and you relax even more. Another idea dances into your mind. Enjoy the sensation of warm, gentle energy flowing up through your neck and into your head as you admire the swirl in the sand. Loving energy flows through your body. Enjoy the sensation as your neck and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. The sand embraces you with a loving hug. Feel the earth's loving energy flow into your heart. You place your hands on your chest. Your heart is happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and inspired as you trace your heart in the silky, smooth sand. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You are full of love and draw a curve in the sand. As you finish your design, you notice that it looks like a sideways 8 or an infinity sign. You continue to trace the infinity symbol as you take another deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy feeling warmth, love, and strength as you trace the symbol. You are connecting with the universe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe, thankful for the peace and creativity it provides. The universe will share your love. Your body is calm. Loving energy continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften even more, completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Something Nice. Tad the Toad looked up at the morning sky. Sunshine spilled over the clouds and through the trees, warming the soil. The little toad smiled, knowing today would be a wonderful day. As love filled his heart, Tad decided to share his feelings with the entire forest. He croaked good morning to the flowers and bounced on his way. The happy toad hopped along his favorite path, enjoying the warmth of the sun and the bright colors of the flowers. Tad stopped in the center of a patch of lavender and took a deep dragon breath in and out. To enjoy the relaxing fragrance of the flowers. Tana the Toad noticed his friend among the lavender blooms and happily hopped over. Once he reached a spot where Tad could see him, Tana waved and said, "Good morning, Tad." Tad smiled at his friend, and after reading the pleasant greeting off his friend's lips, he replied, "Morning, Tanner. I'm glad you're up. It's such a nice day, and I'm glad I can share it with my kindest and most adventurous friend." Tanner blushed at the compliment and then added, "And I am looking forward to another adventure with my best friend. What did you have in mind today?" Tad finished reading what Tanner had said. Then a twinkle sparkled in his eye as he responded, "I want to share something nice with everyone in the forest." Tanner smiled and nodded. He thought Tad's idea was a good one. The two toads continued hopping along their favorite path. Soon, they met a friend. George the Turtle slowly wandered towards the toads. His face shone as he smiled. Tanner greeted the turtle, saying, "Hi, George. What are you up to today? Your smile is as bright as the sun." The turtle smiled even broader and replied, "Thank you. You two bring out the best in me. I'm just going for a walk on this lovely morning." Tad laughed and added, "Would you like to join us? We're sharing something nice with everyone we see this morning." George smiled, and with a twinkle in his eye, the little turtle added, "I'll join you in saying something nice to everyone I meet, and I'll keep on going this way." He winked at Tad and Tanner as he explained, "That way we can spread the happiness to even more." Tanner bounded happily and said, "Great idea, George." With that, the three friends continued on their way. Tad and Tanner had an extra spring in their hops, knowing that the turtle would also be sharing something nice with everyone he met. As they bounced along, Tad and Tanner made sure to thank the pond for its refreshing coolness, the grass and the leaves for their shade, and the flowers for their colors and delicate scents. As they thanked the plants, Freddy the Frog vaulted over a log, landing in front of the toads. Tad smiled at the frog and said, "Hi, Freddy, you have the best hop I've ever seen." Tanner added, "I bet there's nothing you can't jump over." The frog smiled and responded with a "Thank you." Then he asked, "What are you two doing? You look like you're having a lot of fun." Tad answered, "We're saying something nice to everyone we meet, plants and animals." Tanner added, "And we are having a lot of fun." Freddy nodded and said, "That's a great idea. Do you mind if I join in?" Tad and Tanner smiled and said, "Of course not. That means more of the forest will get to hear something nice." Fantastic, Freddy said. Off I go, and the frog bounded off through the thick green grass. The toads continued on their path, saying something nice to everyone they met along the way. Eventually, they came upon a large oak tree with a couple of cozy nooks perfect for two tired toads. Tad said, "Thank you, Oak. You have made a terrific spot for two weary toads to take a nap." Tanner hopped over to one nook, and Tad hopped over to the other. As Tad snuggled in, the little toad yawned. Tad thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little toad felt happy to be sharing compliments throughout the forest. Tad felt thankful the animals they had met so far were also eager to continue sharing something nice. Most of all, Tad felt grateful knowing that before the day had ended, everyone would enjoy hearing something nice. The little toad gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the little toad snuggled in, tucked into the safe nook of the oak tree. Tad took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little toad's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, thinking of all the wonderful things he could share with the animals and plants of the forest. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.